Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. We share the shock and pain of the American people, said Emmanuel Macron. The French president expressed his solidarity in the aftermath of the shooting that took place in an elementary school in the United States. The assailant was shot and killed by the police. A few hours after the tragedy, Joe Biden spoke, calling for action to take on the gun lobby. Even Pope Francis reacted, saying he was heartbroken after this tragedy. In France, the prosecution is taking its time in the Damien Abad case. To date, the court has not followed up on the rape charges against the Minister of Solidarity. The prosecution explains that it cannot identify the victim, which prevents them from carrying out a detailed hearing. Drivers may no longer lose points when they only slightly exceed the speed limit. The reflection is in any case open to the Ministry of the Interior. This would concern small speeding infractions of less than 5 kilometers per hour above the limit. The idea would then be to continue to sanction them with a fine, but without impacting the points on their driver's licenses. The number of job seekers slightly rose in April with an increase of 0.3%, according to data from the Ministry of Labor. On the other hand, throughout the quarter, the trend is clearly downward, with a 5% decline in the number of job seekers registered in Category A. Making health accessible to the poorest is the objective of an initiative announced today at the Davos Economic Forum. In concrete terms, the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer undertakes to sell some of its drugs and vaccines at cost to 45 poor countries. On this fourth day of Roland-Garros, the second round began on the courts of Porte d'Auteuil, and already two eliminations for the French Grégoire Barrière, beaten by John Isner, and Elsa Jacquemot, eliminated by Angélique Kerber. And then soccer tonight with the final of the Europa League conference. AS Roma faces Feyenoord Rotterdam, kickoff at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.